Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is the two-time manager of the year and the manager of your Oakland Athletics, Bob Melvin, joining Joe Lowe and JD on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Bo Mel. Congratulations on starting the second half in incendiary fashion, a three-game sweep over the Cleveland Indians. That's got to feel pretty good to get the second half of the season going, does it not?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, not only do we win the first three games at home, we also beat a really good team. So coming out of the break, that's what you kind of hope for after a tough first half. And, you know, hopefully we can build on that.
Okay, now obviously there's a lot going on with the club, but the key for the players has to be focusing day to day. So as you move into the next series, riding a three-game winning streak, what's the key to trying to get the team to turn that three into four, five, and possibly even six?
Well, yeah, we take it one at a time, like you said. So, you know, you try to feed off the momentum that you build, you know, in previous games, but understand that you can't look too far forward, especially with kind of where we are as a team right now. So today's game is the most important game, and, you know, try to take the confidence from the day before.
Now, Bob, Sean Manaea, really good again for you guys, and he's been really good for about 2 months now. I mean, what has changed for Manaea after maybe the first handful of starts? Because he's been terrific for you guys the last 2 months, basically.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's pitching like a guy that's wants to pitch at the top of the rotation, and he is for us right now, whether it's he and Sonny. You know, they're kind of our go-to guys at this point and both pitching well. We knew that this guy, once we got him, was going to have a really bright future and really, you know, has developed, come along very quickly. You know, I think the slider's been a big pitch for him to, you know, actually have a true third pitch now. Puts a little more doubt in the hitter's mind other than just fastball changeup. So, you know, we let him go 115 or so pitches yesterday, which means that you know, we're putting him in a different category for us, and that means the guy we're going to lean on hard and let him pitch deep into games.
Well, Bob, it's got to be tough. I know that you've been around and you've seen this happen. Sean Doolittle, a guy that, you know, one of your favorites. How do you say goodbye, and how do you keep guys, you know, moving forward? And did you let him talk to any of the guys before he left, or did you? And what was your parting words?
Yeah, you know what, he came in at a time where he was just getting to the ballpark. He was there just for a little bit, so everybody got to say goodbye to him. And, you know, it's bittersweet. One, he's the last guy here from the 12 team. And two, you know, a guy that I've been personally close to in the fact that, you know, he's our player rep. He's instrumental in our clubhouse. He's a big personality and has been for us for a while. But everybody feels good about the fact that he's going somewhere where he's got a chance to play in the postseason this year. And you know, everybody, if something like that's going to happen, you want him to go to a place where he's got a chance to have a special season. So I think everybody understands that, wishes him the best. We'll be watching he and Madsen both real closely, and hopefully they, you know, play deep into October. So we are going in a little bit of a direction, different direction here, and everybody knows that. So you just wish him the best, and you get on with what you're trying to do here.
As a big personality in the clubhouse who's been around for a while, like you said, the last man from the 2012 club, who do you look from the younger group to step up and fill that void in the locker room?
You know, we'll see how it goes right now. I mean, we have some guys here, certainly some guys here now, you know, Jed Lowry and Yonder, and Sonny's been here for a while, and you know, we have some of these younger kids that we feel like we're not trying to put too much pressure on right now, but that we'll be a little bit more instrumental as the years come along. And that was the same thing when Sean got here in 12. I mean, he didn't have much to say. He was, you know, as a lot of rookies are, more seen than heard, and developed into the role that he became here. So we'll have some younger guys too that will do that along as the years go along. But you know, you always kind of rely on some of the veteran guys that are here right now, and we still have a few of those.
Now, Bob, when Billy Bean mentions being committed to a full rebuild, I mean, obviously that's not new news, but how encouraging is it when you know where the team is to see them be so competitive, but also see some of the young players that are already here really start to contribute. I mean, Matt Chapman on Saturday night, I mean, with a huge game, he hits that first home run, then he hits another one, helping you guys win a game against a top-flight pitcher. To be able to see up and down the roster guys contributing, even though it may be a rebuild, just how encouraging is that, and how much can that just become infectious to the whole process?
Yeah, it can, and you know, it is a little different though. Is when we talk about a rebuild here, it was more of a retool from year to year here, based on the fact that you know now that we know we're going into a new ballpark, you know when we're not sure yet, but there's going to be an announcement this year, so you can do things a little differently. And I think this is the first time, as Billy intimated yesterday, that hopefully we can keep these guys. And this, you know, whether it's Chapman, whether it's you know, Barreto, whether it's Pinder, whether it's Olson, guys like that, Maxwell, that we have been targeting as a group who's won in the minor leagues together, as a group that we can try to keep here as opposed to cycling guys in and out. That's always been, you know, a target. And with the new ballpark, you know, hopefully the fact that we can keep some guys that you'll see in the next couple of years develop going into that new ballpark. So, you know, there's some talented guys here, and the focus now and the intent is to try to keep them.
Bob Melvin with Joe Lowe and JD on 95.7 The Game. It's been talked about on radio, on TV. The fans obviously have their thoughts on the matter. As far as a new ballpark's concerned, do you have a preference on location?
I really, you know what, just as long as it's in Oakland, I've been saying that all along. So that's going to be the case from what I'm told. You know what, any new ballpark I think is going to be great, and our fans will embrace. I'm not sure which one it'll be yet. I think all the sites are viable sites. And like I said, for me, the most important thing is it's in Oakland.
Now, for you, from a personal perspective, recently you hit 500 wins as manager of the A's, and you now find yourself three games away from 1,000 wins as a manager in general. What's that milestone going to mean to you when you reach it? Did you ever think that you'd be on the cusp of 1,000 wins as an MLB manager?
I didn't. You know, it just means that you've been around for a little while, lucky enough to be around for a little while, and here recently with the same team, and it's awfully important for me to be, you know, part of this organization and a team where I grew up. So, you know, 1,000 is a big round number. It's really because of the fact that whether it's ownership or front office has had some confidence in me to keep me around for a while, but it's the players that have you've given me these wins. So it's always a team thing. Certainly when you get to a number like that, it's recognized. But, you know, hopefully we get to it soon, we get past it, and, you know, where there are better things to come here in Oakland in the years, you know, coming up after this milestone and after this year.
I know I'm putting you on the spot, but as you go back through the 1,000, is there anyone that particularly stands out for maybe just a random reason, for some random moment that may have occurred? Like when you look back on this illustrious career, what's going to be 1,000-plus wins, any one particular one stand out as a personal favorite?
Yeah, the last game in 2012. I mean, leading up to that, you know, we were playing really well in the second half, and it really didn't look like we were going to win the division, and then we just basically ran the table. It felt like the last month, and the reaction of the fans that day is one I'll never forget. It was such an exciting day, and we get, you know, we're down when the game starts. It doesn't look like we'll be able to finish it off and win the division, and next thing you know, we come roaring back. And, you know, looking around the stadium and looking at the fans and how into it they were, I don't think they sat down for the final four or five innings, so I think if there's any one that you can point to, it's that last game in 2012.
Baseball at its absolute finest. Two-time manager of the year, manager of your Oakland Athletics, Bob Melvin with Joe Lowe and JD on 95.7 The Game. Skip, we appreciate the time this morning. Congratulations on the Indian sweep and good luck against the Rays tonight. We'll be watching.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.